This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A ballot measure in Oregon that would criminalize hunting, fishing, and raising livestock, among other restrictions regarding animal agriculture, is in the signature gathering phase to get it on next year's ballot. Washington Policy Center's Pam Lewison says Oregon's IP 13 would negatively impact anyone who deals with animals, from producers to veterinarians.
I think the funny thing about IP 13 is when I first read it, my visceral reaction to it was, how are you supposed to care for your animal if you're essentially banning caring for them?
Lewison says this may be well-intentioned, but...
And I think the trouble that I have with it is it's clearly someone who's unfamiliar with the day-to-day life of how agricultural animals are cared for and deciding that how they're cared for on a farm setting is inhumane.
So why does the Washington Policy Center care about what happens in Oregon?
We often or almost exclusively talk about Washington ag issues. But when this ballot measure sort of came up as a topic of discussion amongst some people that I know, I started thinking about it more in terms of, you know, what would that look like? Should it migrate north?
Tune in tomorrow for more on this Oregon ballot measure that Lewison says must be taken seriously.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.